This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Friends from the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. As we roll into the second hour on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Now, this next little bit... You know, I've been giving out information for people, especially new people to the gun world. And this next little bit is for new people, okay? Some of the things that are myths out there are begun by your buddies. Let's say you're a new person, you're going to buy that first gun. And you know somebody that has a gun, and maybe... This is really the only source of information you get. And sometimes you get bad information. Now, if you're out there listening and I miss anything, call in. And let's get as much of that out there as we possibly can. 1-800-313-9443. Myth number one, the biggest, most dangerous myth of them all, is that the basics of gun safety are only for newbies. No matter the short answer to this is no matter what your experience level is. I mean, you never see Jerry Michalik sweeping when he's doing a shooting demonstration. He doesn't pull around and face them with the gun pointing at them. You never see him pointing a gun at anybody. You never see his finger on the trigger, even aimed at a paper target till he's ready to fire. There's an old saying that familiarity breeds contempt. What that means is the more familiar you are with something, whatever it is, the less respect you have for it. And that's a bad mistake when it comes to guns. When you go and take your first gun class and they're teaching you the four steps of gun safety, this is something that you need to employ every time you pick one up. If you're a zero today and you become a hero in 6 months, those four basic safety rules have to stay with you. Rules don't basic tenets and rules and fundamentals do not change ever, regardless of experience. So don't be afraid to voice safety concerns when you see someone violating basic gun safety rules, no matter who they are. If I was at a Chris Koster or a James Yeager class, just because he's the instructor, if he sweeps around with the barrel of his weapon after demonstrating for us and is aiming at the class, my hand is going to hit that barrel and grab it and point it in the safe direction. And because I'm a lot bigger than either one of those guys, I will succeed. Myth number two. Ammunition explodes in a fire. If you were to pull a round apart, say you go and buy a box of Federal ammunition, if you were to pull that round apart and dump out the gunpowder, you would find out that it's actually not a lot of gunpowder. It's not the explosiveness of the gunpowder that drives the round when the gun is fired. It's the pressure created by the burning powder converting to a rapidly expanding gas in a tight-fitting chamber that drives it. If the cartridge is not in the confines of a chamber or equally something all the way surrounding and very tight-fitting and has ample room to expand, there will be very little pressure, or maybe no pressure, and very little danger. The primer might detonate, and the powder would burn, but after pushing the bullet free from the case with relatively little force, the burning gas would expand freely in the open and quickly go away, as would its energy. Now, this is not for you. I'm not telling you this so you can go grab a handful of 9mm rounds next time you got a bonfire, throw them in there, and just stand close to the fire, okay? Now, rounds actually chambered in a weapon that is exposed to fire or high heat will fire with full lethal force, because then they have both the pressure and they have the heat. Myth number three, all of your top flight competitors are perfectly steady and never miss. For a lot of new shooters, and this is true in any athletic endeavor, for a lot of new shooters, when they're trying to imitate Dave Savini, Rob Letham, Chris Costa, Travis Haley, James Yeager, no matter who it is, if they're trying to emulate somebody and they're not getting the results that those guys get, they begin to believe that they're doing something wrong and they just can't get to that level. Nobody achieves perfect steadiness, no matter how many repetitions they do it in. Not Olympic shooters, not Camp Perry shooters, no one. It's just not possible. What high-level shooters do is they learn and minimize their wobble area, which is the amount their sights move on the target. They develop timing in that wobble area to where when they do see what their eye is telling their mind is the perfect sight picture, the trigger is pulled. While it may sometimes seem that the sights pause on the target for an instant, they resist the temptation to yank the trigger at that moment. They simply try to achieve as small a wobble area as possible, and while maintaining it, they increase the pressure on their trigger until the trigger breaks. They're not snatching shots when they think they've got the perfect shot. They've just done this so many times that they know where that wobble area, where that play in the sight is. Now, I know that you see a lot of the heroes out there that I call it the turtle stance, because their head is down, their chin is down, they're looking over the tops of their eyes as they punch the gun out, and their shoulders are up. This creates a lot of tension in your body. And when you're starting out, you should be trying to relax a little bit and work on that trigger pull. And make that first shot, it should be a complete surprise to you while you maintain control of the gun. Myth number four, short-barreled guns and 1911s are inaccurate. This is particularly told to people with iron-sighted guns, particularly handguns. Fact is that a short-barreled gun can be very accurate, theoretically. They are difficult to shoot well due to their short sight radius. Sight radius, the distance from the front to rear side, is much shorter on a short-barreled gun. You would think that the close proximity to the front and the rear would make them easier to align. And it makes them faster to align. But their closeness also means that any barely perceptible flaw in alignment makes for greater inaccuracy. A longer sight radius makes it easier to recognize that misalignment. The longer the sight radius also, the less of a factor that some misalignment becomes. In other words, if your sight alignment is off just a smidgen on a long-barreled gun, on a short-barreled gun, that same smidgen is a much bigger flaw in your aim in a short-barreled gun and will create more inaccuracy. You can do like I'm doing. I just got it from, I got it the other day. I used my own promo code, by the way. I got a Trijicon RMR, and it's being mounted right now as we speak by TK Martindale at Adams Arms on one of my Glocks. And I use promo code radio. And with that, there will be no sight alignment once that's dialed in. So I'm not going to have to worry about front and rear sight aligning. I'm going to have to worry about putting the dot on them, just like I do with the ARs. As far as the 1911 being inaccurate, why do so many people use them in competition? We'll get to the final myth when we get back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Coming in November, and on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West shooting range in Liberty Hill, Texas. Showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off, $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Whether you're a professional marksman or you've just taken your first shots, Mounting Solutions Plus has the optics, mounts, and accessories to help you make that perfect shot. From 22 to 50 cal, they'll aim you in the right direction with quality products from Magpul, Aimpoint, EOTech, Night Force Plus, and much, much more. They can even support your local gun shop with a no minimum dealer program. Go to MountsPlus.com today and use checkout code RADIO to get 10% off your entire purchase.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
All right, welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I've been popping some myths that are common in the gun world. First one, basics of gun safety are only for newbies. Ammunition explodes in a fire is number two. Top flight competitors are perfectly steady. Short barrel guns and 1911s are inaccurate. And the last one, dry firing a gun is harmful to the gun. That is a total myth. If that were the case, the Army would not be able to field any M16s or M4s, because when you're training with them, you dry fire for hours at a time. Because that's how you learn how the trigger breaks. That's how you learn how to squeeze the trigger. We used to set a quarter on the end of the barrel in the prone position and squeeze the trigger. If the quarter didn't fall off of the barrel, we had squeezed the trigger and not snatched it. Then we would pull back the charging handle and do it again, and again, and again, and again. I used to dream about that. We were doing that so much. Very disturbing to dream about working on your trigger pull. With today's modern handguns that have a trigger reset, you have to dry fire them to learn that trigger reset. Otherwise, it's very expensive to learn the trigger reset. And this is why it doesn't hurt them. Centerfire weapons, when a round is in the chamber, the firing pin hits the primer. If there is no primer present, it hits the air. If your weapon is downrange and not pointing at anybody except a dirt berm or a target or whatever you're dry firing up against, do it. It's not going to hurt the gun. Rimfire guns are another story altogether. With a rimfire gun, the firing pin is positioned to strike the soft brass rim of the cartridge. When there is no cartridge present, the firing pin, strikes the hard seal of the breech face. I have broken firing pins that way. Eventually, you can peen the firing pin, dulling it, causing misfires. If you want to dry fire a rimfire weapon, go get some snap caps. What are they, like $3 for 5? Stick one of those in the breech. Charge your weapon, as in putting it in the cocked and locked position, or forget the locked part, and pull the trigger. And then it's not striking the hard metal of the breech face. That's the kind of advice. Some of those things you get told by people, I just can't abide by it. I've noticed this with every town. They continually try to change their meme almost as often as they change their name. It's about children being killed accidentally with guns. That's an epidemic. Or gun violence, that's an epidemic. Or gun violence against women, that's an epidemic. Everything is an epidemic. If what they were telling us was true, in a matter of weeks, we'd probably have no women in the United States, or no children, or none of us, because we'd all be killed by guns. Now, in their last part of it, okay, in their latest thing, they put out this little video ad where estranged wife and estranged husband kicks in the door while she's on the phone with 911. There's a restraining order in place. And the estranged wife ends up dead. If their preferred legislation were to come into place that they're pushing with this commercial, that would make it substantially more likely that the crazy abusive husband was armed, while a law-abiding woman protecting her child was not. The point of the video, according to Everytown, and even the Everytown Facebook likers that have liked the page, looked at that ad and said, this is a pro-gun message. But the point of this is to urge people to contact their legislators about keeping guns out of the hands of domestic abusers. I think there's probably a whole lot of that already going on. But what happens when a domestic abuser disobeys firearms laws already on the books and gets a gun illegally, as most criminals do? The video makes it very clear there was a restraining order against the husband, which he violated. depending on what state he was in, that probably would have come along with somebody taking his guns or taking his permit or taking both. What is female? What was this wife supposed to do when this violent attacker disobeyed the law? I happen to believe that a piece of paper and a false assurance police will show up on time isn't good enough. And it shouldn't be good enough for anybody. The whole point of self-defense is that you have to go from self-defense begins when you recognize the threat, when the door is kicked in. From that point, you are on offense. This isn't going to be like some kung fu fight where first one guy blocks a punch and then the next guy blocks a punch and you watch a 6-minute fight of nothing but block punches and kicks. This is something where you're going to have to turn the tide and become more violent than they intended to be and stop the threat there. At the breach. That's where the threat should be stopped, at the breach. They should find the domestic abuser in the frame of the door. Here's the other thing. The Psycho X does not need a gun to hurt his estranged wife. He can strangle her with a necktie. He can strangle her by hand. He can beat her to a pulp. He can pull out his 9-iron that may still be in the house and beat her to a pulp. He can get a knife from the kitchen and knife her 31 times. A determined intruder is going to force entry into any house fairly quickly if he's not worried about making a lot of noise. So at that point, in the absence of a legally owned firearm in the hands of a female, this scenario becomes a hand-to-hand battle, and I don't know what the percentage is. It's got to be in the high 90s. Now, whatever that percentage is, the women are going to lose. They're going to lose. By putting this ad out, every town did exactly what most of these gun controllers do, which is shoot themselves in the foot. They get creamed when the logical argument comes up, because what they're selling is based upon an emotional appeal above all the demand of childlike faith for the loving protection of the state. The Second Amendment irks liberals because it's an explicit rejection of that faith. It's saying, I can't wait for you. I'm sorry. On both the macro level, with the hopefully theoretical concept of armed citizens using firearms to stand up against an unjust government, and the individual level, where that saying, you know, when seconds count, the police are minutes away. And there's a fairly constant stream of real-world incidents that emphasize that law-abiding people, especially women, can't gamble. They've got to deal themselves their own hand, and it's got to be a gun. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
How do you stay ahead of the curve in technological innovation? Ask STI. From its humble beginning, STI has become the manufacturer of the most highly sought-after pistols in the world, with the 2011 product line leading the way in combat and competition. With a design for every use or need, STI has forever changed the face of competition, self-defense, and combat pistol applications. To find a dealer near you, go to STIguns.com.
STI, the search for firearms at the highest level.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all. By mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low-visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
I'm afraid of Americans, I'm afraid of the world, I'm afraid I can't help it.
Hey gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I'm afraid of Americans.
Alright, welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This legislation that the Every Town ad is pushing, it is called the Domestic Violence Gun Homicide Prevention Act of 2014. Now, the first thing that you have to consider is what this bill is saying. If we pass this bill, we're going to prevent domestic violence. If it were executed every time the way they envision it or the way they're going to sell it, it would permit or prevent domestic violence at 100% effectiveness with a gun. And that's it. Not with a baseball bat. Not running over a spouse in a car. Not beating them to death by hand. Not strangling them. Not knifing them. It's not going to prevent any of that. And the domestic abuse victim who's sitting there, laying there underneath the domestic abuser, probably a guy, is going to be laying there, and I doubt in her waning moments, as she's counting the knife strokes coming into her chest, 31, 32, 33, that she's going to be going, thank God it wasn't with a gun. because she's going to be just as dead. They announced this legislation last Tuesday, and this is aimed at encouraging states to remove firearms from domestic abusers. The bill, introduced into the Senate, would grant incentives to states that match or exceed current federal domestic violence gun prohibitions and enforce regulations by seizing guns when responding to domestic violence situations. Well, if I guess that would work if the domestic abuser doesn't succeed in killing the domestic abuse victim that first time. This measure is inspired by the case of Lori Jackson, a 32-year-old Connecticut woman, who was shot and killed this year by her estranged husband. Her husband was subject to a temporary restraining order at the time. Senator Richard, I lied about my war record, Blumenthal, says when domestic abusers are most dangerous at the height of their rage, current law is weakest in protecting victims like Lori Jackson from gun violence. When a survivor makes the brave decision to leave his or her abuser and seek help from law enforcement at our courts, our system must do everything possible to protect their safety and the safety of their children. This legislation provides the resources necessary to protect survivors of domestic abuse and remove guns from dangerous situations where lives are literally on the line. What's the new tagline, Desert Eagle? Type it there in the chat dialogue box, and if you want to call it in, and it isn't obscene, I guess you can. Now, there's a couple of things here that are missed in all of this. As all gun control has. One of the things that are missed is typically a domestic abuse victim has been putting up with it for a long time. For a long time. How many times have you seen on one of these true life police dramas where they go in there and, yeah, they're going at it. But then when they handcuff the man, the spouse loves him. Don't take him away. He didn't mean it. Somebody in my family helped a domestic abuse victim move into a battered woman's shelter. Okay? She stayed there for a grand total of 2 days and then moved back in with her husband. I don't know what drives that phenomenon. I find it to be very sad. But it does presents this abuser with more opportunity. That's the sad part. Now, Michael Bloomberg's Every Town for Gun Safety is going to parade a group of domestic violence survivors and gun control advocates before a scheduled appearance on Capitol Hill. They're going to testify in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee on the subject of closing what they term loopholes in federal law that allow dangerous abusers and stalkers to buy and keep guns. My next question to this, who gets to define who these people are? Now, don't get me wrong. There are some very evil husbands out there. And wives. Yeah. And they do kill each other from time to time. More often than should be allowed. More often than we should allow as a society. But who in the government gets to decide who is the abuser and who's the abused? In June, Every Town released a 36-page, quote-unquote, study in which they contend that some 41 states do not require domestic abusers to relinquish guns, and federal law does not keep guns out of the hands of abusive dating partners or convicted stalkers. The study further states that when a gun is present in a violent situation, it increases the risk of homicide for women by 500%. Well, that's if the abuser gets control of the gun. Yeah, I could see where that could happen. If you're in danger from a domestic abuser, and you don't arm yourself, your options are going to be very limited. If you're a female, they're going to be very limited. Very limited. And see, one of the things that happens here in South Carolina, if there's a temporary restraining order and the husband and wife both have a concealed carry permit, they pull both of those permits. Now, that doesn't take guns away from me, but it just means I can't carry a gun legally at that point. Now, I can't carry a gun concealed legally at that point. There's no provision for open carry, but I'm not breaking the law if I stick my gun in the console on my way to, you know, perpetrate a little bit of domestic abuse. I'm not breaking the law on any of that. Another thing that they completely ignore is this. If you have somebody that has been domestically abusive and the spouse, you know, that first time that happens, that's it, I'm out. It probably has not progressed to the area to where this guy is so fixated on controlling his spouse that when she does something like maybe calls something in and gets a temporary restraining order, if they do show up and take guns when he was never on the edge, that might send him over the edge. And if it does, and he shows up with a ball bat and he bashes her head in, she's just as dead. She is just as dead. These things, the very simplest thing to do, ladies, if you find yourself in that unfortunate situation, and if this is happening a lot, ladies, you got to get out of there. And then if you get out of there, you got to get a gun. And you got to learn to use the gun. And then you got to get real cold. You got to forget this dude is the, you know, you were married to him for 2 years, we have a baby. This is a threat. It's the same, it's a different kind of threat, but it's a threat to you. So it's not, it's not a home invader coming to steal your TV. It's not somebody that wants your car. It's not somebody that needs to rob you to get money to buy drugs. But it's the common thread to all of those things is they're a threat to you personally. You're going to have to pick up and carry a gun if you live in an area where self-defense is at least allowed. If you live in New Jersey or New York or Illinois or D.C. or Maryland or any of those other fun states live in, you got to move out of state. Because trust me, if you have a truly fixated, stalking, abusive husband coming for you, he's not going to bat an eyelash at doing something illegal to get his means to hurt you. You got to be ready for that. And the Every Town ad perfectly illustrates that. Have you ever noticed that the media, there are plenty of police organizations, the Police One survey that came out last year, that never got reported. Is the only time a police position is taken on gun ownership, is the only time it gets reported is if it's anti-gun? Let's look at that. We'll be right back.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
All right. My question before he went away was, do you think there's a bias as far as what police say? Now, recently in Massachusetts, they've been considering this law where police chiefs are the harbingers of deciding whether or not you can own a gun. They're already that way with a handgun. Now they want it to be that way with a long gun or a shotgun, which... what's left after that? On Sunday in Massachusetts, the Berkshire Eagle ran an editorial urging the Massachusetts lawmakers and residents to heed police chiefs who want more discretion to deny citizens the right to own or possess firearms. Police chiefs don't get to interpret the Constitution. I'm sorry. They don't. They get to live with it. And the Second Amendment is not a highly rated or regulated government privilege. It's a constitutionally protected civil right. Now, this newspaper thinks it's just fine for police to be able to deny not just handgun licenses, but also with rifles and shotguns.
This came after Boston Police Commissioner Bill Evans declared during an interview, "For the most part, nobody in the city needs a shotgun, nobody needs a rifle. It's not about needs, Chief. Sorry. It's not about needs. This is the purest definition of a police state where the police get to make these kind of decisions. Okay? It is. He knows what the response time is in Boston. He knows what that is. He infuriated gun owners further by adding, "I want to have discretion all over who's getting any type of gun because public safety is my main concern. As you know, it's an uphill battle taking as many guns off the street right now without pumping more into the system. That is as disingenuous as you can get. Criminals in Massachusetts are not going to the local gun shop and filling out a form 4473. They're not going to the police chief to get a handgun permit. They're obtaining the handgun illegally, and they're using the handgun illegally. And they don't care what Police Chief Bill Evans says because it's a game to them. Can I not get caught? And they know in most judicial systems that if they get caught and they get sentenced to 10, they're probably going to be out in 4. And then they can go back and do what they were doing again, because right now, in the meantime, I've got 3 hots and a cot. Okay? Newspaper editorial boards traditionally seem to favor gun control. For them, there's only 9 amendments in the Bill of Rights. And the only important ones are the 1st, 4th, 5th, and 6th. And the 2nd is some antique that needs to be stiffly regulated. And that's from coast to coast. That's from coast to coast. In Seattle, right now, in Washington State, they have dueling initiatives, I-594 and I-591. Now, the Seattle Times are covering simultaneously the coverage of anti-gunners supporting I-594 while simultaneously focusing on the remarks of an NRA spokesman regarding gun control and the Holocaust. This accomplishes a couple of things. It casts a cloud over the lobbyist, who has been particularly successful dissecting many things wrong with the 18-page I-594. And at the same time, by association, anybody who is opposed to I-594, they're going after the messenger instead of the message. But one thing yet to be told by this newspaper is the opposition by rank and file law enforcement personnel and 2 major statewide law enforcement organizations to I-594. 1 week ago, retired Pierce County Sheriff's Detective Bill Burris he said there's a virtual news blackout on the fact that the WSLEFIA took its positions on the initiatives a year ago, and the fact that the Washington Council of Police and Sheriffs voted to oppose I-594 and support 591 on June 27th. The news media have an anti-gun bias. We know that. They don't want to examine the issue. They just want their rich anti-gun cronies to succeed in 594. So here we have 2 coasts, 2 stories. You have the newspaper giving all kinds of support to law enforcement in Massachusetts because Bill Evans came out there and said, I want to be in charge of this. I want to be the one saying, you can have a gun, you can't. How do you think that would work if that were in place? Do you think that if a guy that maybe he's been out of work for a bit and he just got into another business, maybe he's a stocker at a grocery store, legitimate work, pays most of the time it starts out well above minimum wage, versus, say, the owner of a car dealership, who might make donations to political candidates, like in the city council, who hires Bill Evans? How do you think that would work? Who do you think he's going to consult with if he has a question in his own mind? Or would he even go that far? Would he just simply say, no guns? Like the sheriff of you know, Santa Barbara, who said no guns, who I think in the entirety of that particular jurisdiction, there's 56 concealed carry permits, probably handed out to his cronies. You think Bill Evans would allow his cronies to have guns? Because he knows them, you know. He knows them well. He knows they're not going to be violent. If you show up and you don't have a history of violence, well, he doesn't know yet. And at the same time, law enforcement, and Police One last year blew it out of the water. 15,000 past and current law enforcement officers, some in supervisory roles, some not, some on street patrol roles, some not, some detectives, some street cops. I mean, not just all the way across the whole spectrum of what you can be in law enforcement. 15,000 of them, they favor you being armed. This was all being talked about. That came out at the same time Manchin and Toomey was being discussed. When Obama was out there saying 90% of Americans want this. The mere fact that the man could had the brass to get out there and say that 9 in 10 of Americans today, when the highest possible number it could be, would be somewhere around 6. And that's, you know, that's involving the children as well. But 9 in 10 Americans agreed on a topic. I get emails all the time about people that say, I listen to the show and I like it, but you don't talk about this, and therefore I don't know about you. And it'll have nothing to do with what I talk about. So I don't know that 9 in 10 people that listen to me agree with what I have to say. I just don't. But in any event, yeah, the bias is there. Hey, Massachusetts and Washington, you want to know what to do? Go pick up those papers and look through every ad they've got and call every sponsor they've got and tell them, I can't believe you are supporting a paper with a totalitarian outlook trying to tell me how to think. Therefore, I'm not going to buy your Chevrolet. I'm not going to buy your rocking chair on sale. See how that works. This is what they would do to us. I'm just telling you. Nothing like taking a little, taking a little page out of their book and working it against them. So they're sitting there shooting themselves in the foot and at the same time having their own tactic turn against them. Ooh! Can you imagine the pain? I can imagine the pain. This is where people would describe me as a masochist as I watch a anti-gunner pulling out his own hair and crying. Because I'll be chuckling. Let's flip into the third hour. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.